Time to check in with Ruth Epstein, who covers our area for the Waterbury Republican-American. You can find her stories in the paper itself online at rep-am.com. And you can listen to Ruth right here on Monday mornings. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning. Beautiful morning.
It was a beautiful weekend as far as I was concerned.
A little warm. But very nice right now. This is my kind of thing. But busy weekend. Lots going on. But we started the weekend on Friday with a peaceful protest. The kids at Housatonic had a protest for pro-choice, and it really was amazing. 150 kids got out there and were passionate about the subject, and Ian Strever, the principal, was on board. He was out there, some of the teachers, and Kids were very articulate with their signs, and, you know, this is the next generation coming up, and it's nice to know that they're interested in current events and things that are happening that will affect them.
And put it this way, there was only about 50 less kids out there, or what they did, kids, listen to me, students, then there were 200 adults that protested the week before. I mean, it's a huge turnout. That's good for Housatonic.
And Ian did say, you know, if there were kids who had an opposing view, they certainly were welcome to come out and express their views. We didn't see any, but we may in the future. But he said the school is very open and welcoming to letting the kids express their views and opinions, which is amazing. We had an interesting meeting. Well, all meetings lately in Falls Village are interesting. They had talked about the bids. They for the old firehouse, as you know, that building next to on Railroad Street has been empty for, well, pretty empty for several years since the fire department moved to its new location on Route 7. The selectmen have been grappling with this issue for a long time about what to do, and decided to sell the building. Then they had some issues with the clearance of the title. So they decided to hire a real estate agent who really marketed it, and they had four bids that they discussed at this meeting the other night. But it got a little confusing because there were different people were giving different amendments to their to the bids, and there were specific rules and regulations, and some weren't following it. So the selectmen have decided to hold a public forum to allow the townspeople to speak, and this will be held on June 1st at the Senior Center, and they're expecting quite a lot of people. Interesting now that, as we know, that building has some as clearance title. This does not include the parking lot, so but four very interested bidders in the range of $200,000 to $250,000 for that building.
Who would own the parking lot? The town?
I'm not quite sure. I guess would retain that, but things all have to be worked out. As I say, it was a little confusing, and by the end of the meeting, the selectmen agreed it was they better just start. They can't start fresh. Those people can't change their bids, but at least they can explain and tell what contingencies they want and what they don't want. So we will see. It was interesting, to say the least. We had a busy weekend. Loads going on, as you well know. The plant sale at DM Hunt Library is always packed, and it was as well this Saturday and Sunday. That raises money for the library. Everything, Marshall, is coming back out now. Seeing lots of all these fundraisers that were canceled during the pandemic for the last 2 years. People are so excited to be out, and they're being very well attended. People are anxious to support these groups, so we were all over the place. I had friends up for the weekend, and I dragged them all over. It was really nice to be out and about. A little hot, but it was nice. Looking ahead to during the week, we have Sharon Board of Selectmen tomorrow. It's at 5:30. Falls Village is holding its budget town meeting. That's another interesting one on Thursday at the Emergency Services Center. As you know, the school budget was sort of in discussion, and this finance board cut it by $20,000. They held a meeting, another meeting, early last week, and to discuss the school budget and maybe take action. Well, when they talked about it and had a lot of debate, but kept the $20,000 cut. They didn't change it or anything. So I have a feeling there'll be quite a bit of discussion at this meeting on Thursday night. School board people obviously are upset, and Board of Finance is holding strong on its feelings, so it's going to be interesting. And on Saturday, we have the last of the farm talks at the Sharon Historical Society Museum building. That's at 4 p.m. These have been great. There's going to be some programs about schools and agricultural programs, which should be interesting. Sunday, there's the Lime Rock Beer Grand Prix. Lots of activities now taking place at Lime Rock Park. It's really been...
They had that mutt thing this past weekend, right?
No, that's coming up.
That's coming up?
Yeah, that's coming up. And, that's another biggie, the mutt show where we, you know, hundreds of dogs come out. And, again, it will be hosted at Lime Rock. I guess, you know, it's a good venue. Plenty of, as we said last week, you know, with the... Trade Secrets, plenty of parking, easy in and out, and it's a great venue. And so, once again, there will be a beer Grand Prix there on Sunday. And then, of course, Monday, we're all over the place with parades. Everyone is...
They're back.
Every town seems to be back in. Yeah. Some a little less than in the past, a little reduced, but I believe every town is going to be having some sort of a celebration.
It's going to be nice in Salisbury to see the people fill in once again, and they become the parade after, and then it goes out, of course, to the cemetery, and then parades back into town. And I'll tell you what, Sharon has done a great job with their parade. They now have tons of people that go down to the War Memorial after the parade is over, and then over to the Historical Society. So the towns are, it's good to see it all coming back.
It is. Yep. Cornwall is going to have it has several. It does a Siemens off the covered bridge ceremony. It has one in a cemetery, and then of course they have a ceremony on the green with the parade. And this year they are bringing back on a lesser scale the little carnival that they have afterwards at the church. Canaan, I believe, is going to have something at the Doughboy. Falls Village has something on the green. And Sharon, as you say, yeah, they're all coming back, which is it's nice to see. So that'll be a busy day. We'll be out there trying to catch as many as we can. The Kircher Monzel Art Gallery is now at the high school.
Inside where the library is. It used to be the two corners gallery. They changed it in honor.
In honor of Lynn Kircher and Todd Monzel. Lynn, we all know, is very active in the art world here, and Todd Monzel is an alum of the school, grew up here in Kent, and is very big in the arts. And so it was a beautiful show, which opened on Friday night, and if I would encourage folks to, you know, go and see the work these young people do.
It's open to the end of school. Just check in with the front office so you get permission to go. That's all.
Right. And Tino Galuzzo was there. As we know, Tino and Susan used to host the Blue and Gold at the White at their gallery. They were very generous about that, letting the kids display their artwork in a real gallery every year. The White Gallery is closed, but Tino has remained, and Susan have remained very interested in the kids and continues to help them out with their art.
All right.
So, busy times.
All right. Well, I'll speak to you on the holiday.
Yes. It's right before I go running. So, yes. Have a good week, Marshall.
Take care, Ruth.
Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio.